Brooklyn's Vivian Girls sat down recently after a show in Portland to talk with me, Ashley Brittner, about their current tour, upcoming record, and a little about what has made them the band they are today. So you guys are recording a new album?
What? We already did.
It's over? It's done?
Over. It's being mastered right now. It's going to come out in September.
Out in September?
September.
What label is it on?
In the Red.
Awesome. That's awesome. And are the songs, I mean, it seems like the songs are a lot longer. Is it just the transitioning of the band, or just because they seem a lot different than the first record?
The writing is different because we have Allie now instead of Frankie. But I think you know, it's just a natural evolution, more so than anything else.
You guys pretty happy with how it came out?
Very. Extremely.
Are you going to tour for that record when it comes out then?
Crazy. Like crazy?
Like crazy?
Yep.
So how long have you been on tour this time around?
Well, excluding the week home, I'd say since early March.
Early March? Are you doing the whole thing with Abe Vigoda or?
Only about a week of it with Abe Vigoda, just the West Coast.
And who else have you been playing with?
Ariel Pink, and that's pretty much it. Like we did 2 weeks with Ariel Pink, a week with Abe Vigoda, and then the rest were playing random dates with our friends' bands, but. No more like long stretches. Oh, in England we're going to tour with Male Bonding. That's going to be really fun.
That's awesome. Is that the first time you guys are going to England to play, or no?
The third time? December and February.
Awesome. And you just got back from South by Southwest pretty recently. One of the only all-female bands there. How was that for you?
Tired.
Tired? Why is that?
We played like 17 or 18 shows. We lost count. It was really tiring.
18 shows. That's fucking insane. It was your second year there, though, right?
Yeah, we went last year. But last year we played 7 shows, and we thought that was a lot. And then this year we really outdid ourselves.
That is amazing. So are you going to go back next year, do you think?
Probably, but we'll only play a couple shows next year.
Just a couple shows? So who are you guys listening to right now?
I'm listening to rare 60s girl group songs and 70s jammy rock like Steely Dan and Santana.
I fucking love Steely Dan, I'm not gonna lie. How about you?
I'd say I'm listening to a lot of stand-up comedy in the car.
Stand-up comedy? Who's your favorite stand-up comic?
Maybe Nick Swardson.
Really? Okay. How about you?
Madonna, Bedtime Stories, some old Blink-182.
Oh my god.
What do I always put on? Whatever. I can't think of it right now.
Can't think. Okay, that's awesome. While you guys are playing, I noticed you have a fork tattooed. What is the significance of that?
I used to steal forks from like everywhere I ate.
That's awesome. You just got a tattoo for it?
Yeah, it commemorates a time in my life that no longer exists.
So Allie, you are sort of a new addition to the band. Tell me how that happened. Sort of. Well, when did it happen, first of all?
July of 2008.
July? Okay. And how did that happen?
I don't know. I joined.
Good answer.
Good answer. I like it. Did you guys know each other beforehand? Or?
We've all been in bands. Me and Allie have been in a lot of bands together before.
Okay. Okay. What bands were you in before? Anything notable?
Nope.
Okay. I read that you guys all went to pretty prestigious universities. Is that true? No? No? Yes?
Do you consider Rutgers?
Not necessarily prestigious, but what did you get your degree in?
Well, I got my degree in physics. Allie got German. I got my degree in illustration at Pratt.
So what would you guys be doing if you weren't musicians?
Being broke somewhere because it's hard to get jobs doing illustration.
Good point. Yeah.
Collect unemployment.
Trying to collect unemployment? Awesome. How about you?
High school physics teacher.
Really? That's awesome. That's really cool. Well, thanks for your time, guys.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks so much to Vivian Girls for chatting with us. And be sure to check out the latest news at viviangirlsnyc.blogspot.com.